Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, we have the retail rant line now. It is open and it is ready to take your voicemail messages. And these are really, it's just a place for you guys to vent if you're in retail. It's hard right
now. You have to, because you're going to get fired if you say it to the customer. I mean, you worked retail, right, Wendy?
Oh, yeah. And you've been dealing with this since the day after Thanksgiving. So this has been long in coming. So now every little thing bothers you, from every little piece of clothing someone throws on the floor or can't take it out of the dressing room or just pees in your dressing room. That's happened.
Ew.
People pee in the dressing room?
Yes.
Shut up.
I'm not. You see everything disgusting. Damn. And you can't say anything about it. So I used to go into my stock room and just scream at the top of my lungs because everything would bother you. Just somebody saying, hey, can you help me get something down? No, I can't. I'm so tired.
Look at me.
I'm
5 foot, 5 foot tall. What makes me more qualified to get it than you? The ladder's right there.
Where did you work retail?
I used to work at Kohl's.
Kohl's.
So then I had to have to go get the pole down and have to do this for a million people. So someone see get one shirt down. They're like, I need this other shirt down. Meanwhile, their kid's throwing everything on the hangers on the floor and you're just done.
All right. You need the phone number, even though it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been
definitely
a while.
Need it.
It's like you know, post-war like stress disorder.
Yeah.
Never go away.
404-255-3535. What is standard? Like when you bring 5 items into the dressing room with you and you're going to buy 2, but you're not going to buy 3, then are you supposed to bring those out and put them back yourself?
Yeah, you're supposed to bring them out on the hanger and hang them on the little thing right outside the dressing room. It's real convenient. Oh. You don't have to put it back where you found it. We'll do that. Just bring it outside so we don't have to hang it back up on the hanger.
Okay, Katie and I have an argument.
It.
Yeah, because I usually take it out, she's like, I'll leave it in here. It's fine.
I leave it in there because I just think that if I fold it or I put it back on the hanger, you're just going to have to go back and do the work that I just did, because I'm not going to do it to Gap standard.
I just always do like a yes pile and a no pile, and then give the no pile back to them.
Okay, yeah. So you do hand it over.
You did it very well, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
very
these are current retail employees that are upset, unlike Wendy, who is a veteran, and still feeling it. If she would have just called, then she wouldn't be nearly as angry today.
That's funny. Plus, some people, if you're placing them on order, I understand that, you know, your grandma and your auntie and whatever is going on, but can you please keep it simple and keep it short, because I have other customers that are looking at me crazy in the face because you're going on about your life story when you're trying to place an order. I don't care about your life story. Just tell me what you need. Tell me what you need and get off the phone so I can take care of the rest of the customers. Oh.
Okay, so seriously, I work at a department store in North Georgia, and it happened on Saturday. I work in the home department, and there was a comforter that this couple wanted, and they wanted to give it as a present. So I have like 5 people in line. I'm the only one there right at that moment. And they come up to me and they pretty much throw the comforter up on the counter. How much is this? You know, I tell them how much it is, and then they argue that the sign is wrong. So I have to go check the sign. And the sign turns out that it was an incorrect price. So I adjust the price. It was not a big deal. We always have to adjust the price to something that was wrong. And so from that point on, it was just hell the next 5 10 minutes that I was working with these people. We didn't have one of the pillows that they wanted, so they threw the other pillow at me and told me to keep it. And then the man looked at me and said, give me my receipt. So I said, okay, sir, and I handed him his receipt, and he said, you know what? You don't know how to do your job. Turned around and walked away. Now, like, what kind of person does that? I think it should be a rule that everybody should have to work retail at least once in their life.
Yeah, that was our.
I think it's funny. As she's calling, there's another one going in.
Yeah.
Now, was that ours clicking or
was
that
our signal to tell our lives too long?
Too much. And I think it's funny that her very first vent was, I don't want to know your whole life story. Just get in and get out. And she's telling us her whole life story.
Isn't the normal response to a hello or a hi, how are you doing? The normal response is hello, not I'm just looking. I don't go over your house and when you open the door say I'm just visiting. I say hi. Hey, I work in a pharmacy and it's just like, okay, if you have 10 prescriptions, do you really think I can have them done in 5 minutes? Really? Do you? And no, I don't have an attitude. You do. You getting all smart with me. It's not my fault that your thing is not covered. It's not my fault it costs this much. It's not my fault. So you need to calm down, take a deep breath, and stop tripping. Okay? Okay, what is up with people whistling at me like I'm a dog across the store? If you want my attention, please just come and ask me. Do not whistle at me or point at me and give me the come here motion. I am not a dog, I'm not an animal, and I am not your best friend. So please quit yelling at me across the store, you dumb idiot. Get a life or go shop somewhere else. I don't need your customer complaint. Thank you.
Whistling at them. Wow.
I would like to tell everybody to get their the computers. We do not carry the stuff that is on the computers in our store. Order it online. If it says that we don't have it online, then we don't have it on. We don't have it. Stop calling the store. Thank you.
End of messages.
So she's saying what, like online sales do not translate into in-store sales.
And there's times that I've gone online at different companies that are in Atlanta, and online it'll say online only, or and it will tell you online if it's available at your store or not. So I think she's saying you saw it when it at our store and you called us anyway.
Right.
You know.
You need to vent. Get it out. We got beeps. We're not afraid to use them. 404-255-3535.
The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.